Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power.
Yes, yes, yes. The presence of the Lord is here. Hello, podcast, and welcome to Hodge to Hodge Podcast. And this is Nurse Carmen. I'm here to introduce to some and present to others Messenger Rondaya.
Good evening, good evening. Wow, I'm a little bit under the weather, but wow, I was wondering what's going on. I've never heard that song play that long before.
I thought the
I can't get
was.
In. I can't get in.
Oh.
Is that what
Can
it
you
is?
Hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can
yeah.
hear you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I couldn't. I'm trying to stop it, and for some reason, it just kept going. I was sitting here frantically pushing buttons and flipping switches, but I guess for some reason the power's greater than me decided that's all I need to play all night.
The whole song, right? All right, now.
Yeah, I couldn't get it to stop.
And trust me, it needed to, because as you can tell, I'm under the weather a little bit, so I'm trying to get myself right. So.
And I thought it was done for that purpose. I said, oh.
Hey, okay. All things work together for the good.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, hello out there to everyone. Once again, we're here just to think about and begin to truly realize just who we are and what it is that we're trying to do and be. A lot of times you've heard us speak about getting inside, knowing yourself, talking to yourself. Well, one of the things in which we're going to have to do so that we can manifest this and so that we can begin to truly touch base. See, I believe right now we're at the faith stage. We're at the faith stage of our new way of thinking and looking at things. And what we have to do is begin to move from the faith to the knowing, believing, and we've got to start moving to the knowing. And part of what that's going to take is one of the things we hardly ever do, and that's take time out for ourselves. And I mean personally ourselves, because of the way life, our lives are structured and stuff, we're always on the move, we're doing this, we're doing that. And if we really stop and think about it, we never take time out for ourselves. We're just constantly moving. Even when we sit down and call ourselves resting, we're not taking time out for ourselves, because we still got the brain running and stuff of that nature. And so one of the things in which we've got to try to put into our routine is finding, I don't care if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you can, finding that time to just stop. And when I mean stop, I meant just stop thinking about everything. Just take some deep breaths and relax. And relax. And when you're relaxing, what's going to happen is you're going to begin to feel that inner person in you talking to you. Because he's talking, we just can't hear it because of all the other issues, hustles and bustles that this world is throwing at us each and every minute of the hour. So we don't really have that time. But what we need to start doing is just finding, if nothing but 5 minutes, just time where you turn off everything. Maybe if you want to put some nice music on or something, that's going to relax you. And take 5 minutes, whenever you can, of just blowing out all of this negative energy and breathing in positive energy to help strengthen you and carry on throughout your day. It's something that it's part of our eternal growth to get to this stage, because we've got to strengthen, we've got to change some of the ways we've been brought up to the fact that it's hard to let go. So it becomes a little more of a challenge for us because it's something that we're not used to. But we've got to start thinking about ourselves. How do we make ourselves the best person we can be each day? And if when we get up in the morning at whatever time we get up and we're just constantly on the move, half the time we don't even really think about ourselves per se. We think about the light bill or, you know, all these things that might concern us, but not ourselves. And because of that, we're not harnessing the energy and the power that we have. As I stated, I think we're kind of at a belief stage, and we know it's better that you know than believe. Because when you know, it's just that. When you believe, you're hoping. So we're believing now, and we need to get to the knowing stage. And in order to get to the knowing stage, we've got to start trying to find that avenue for meditation, for oneness with self. And this is a vital part, and it's so, and once we begin to do this and master this, it'll make all the other stuff that we spoke about, all the other things that we've said, you'll start to see them come to fruition. Because you are getting in tune with yourself. Remember, it's all about you going inside and getting in touch with the God in you. And it may seem, for those that don't understand, that it's being selfish, but it's not. You've got to be able to take care of yourself before you can help anyone else. When you're at your best, then whoever you come in contact will see nothing but the best in you.
Amen.
So it's not in a selfish way, but it's in a way that will make us more accessible to more people as far as the light shining. Because you're living it by example. See, and that's what I mean, because we understand that we've been told some things that just aren't true and just don't make sense. But there is a greater purpose for us, and that purpose is for us, which we've been doing, but we just haven't been doing to the best of our ability, is making the best of us that we can. And if we all just stop for a moment and look over our lives, isn't that all we've been doing?
That's right, amen.
Each day trying to be a little bit better or a little different or something and get out of this hole. That's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
Except we've been doing it under untruth. And so we've been given the wrong directions on how to get somewhere. So mind you, you're going to get where you need to be. It's just going to take you a whole lot longer when it wasn't really necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true, dear brother, that that you know the soul was given to the man to the child, and that child, soul doesn't have a gender. So then, why do we have the? God gave each person a soul, which has no gender, race, ethnicity, and social class. But when it comes to diversity of human race, we can discern with the eye of oneness. Why is that?
Because we don't listen to what it is that the soul is saying to us. What we do is we listen to what it is that the mind is telling us. And what happens is a lot of times we think ourselves out of situations because we always want to react to something. And what we're reacting to is something that we can remember or associate it with from the past. And because of that, we tend to not let loose and go. This is why a lot of times you hear that saying, you've missed your blessing, because sometimes we're afraid to step outside of something that the mind, which is very limited, is telling us. We would rather listen to the mind than we do the soul. And the soul is not going to force its way on you, because the soul understands and knows just who he is, who it is. So it knows that no matter what, it is always going to be. So it's not going to fight with you.
Mm.
So this is why.
So is that true that divisions and inequality based on ethnicity, gender, or social class are entirely is man-made?
Of course, yes, 100%. It's not God's ways; it's man. It's man. And then here's the funny thing about it: if you really stop and think about this, most of the people that do these type of things claim to be very religious of one set or another.
Right.
The Christians or the Catholics, the Jews, all of them, they claim to be devoted, but they are the cause of a lot of the stuff that we have going on. And it's not just them, but I'm just saying how, but we allow, because someone wants to use the illusion of they are religious, then we fall for that as if they were really someone extra special created by God, not realizing that we are all the same.
Yeah, in Ireland, North Ireland, and I mean Belfast, my gosh, they still they have a special door. So 6 p.m. they close it. So if you want to go to the other side of town, that's fine. You go 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you go 6 p.m. and 1, the door is closed. Over
yeah.
there is probably is a Protestant, but it's, you have no, you cannot sleep, you cannot go anywhere. I mean, you are really up to a big trouble. And still up to today, you Catholic Protestant do not compromise their issue yet. And that's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we remember, greater is it that is within us than that crazy stuff that's going on out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand that. And not to separate ourselves, but even the crazy stuff that's going on in the world, if we do what is right as far as just listening to ourselves, yourself is never going to tell you anything wrong. And there's a difference between yourself and your mind, because your mind will tell you whatever it wants to tell you. But your soul was never going to tell you. And we all had this experience where we just knew this is something we shouldn't do. Something just came across me. This is something I shouldn't do. That is your soul talking to you. Now, all these other things that you did, it's not necessarily so much that the soul agreed with it, but the soul knew that it would not do you any harm. So for people to constantly telling you all of this and all of that is sin, you got to understand that that's what they made up. It's no sin in the eyesight of God. You are here creating the best you that you can be. And as we've stated before, please remember, just because I said there is no sin does not mean there is no consequences.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference.
That's right.
But we've got to shake this mentality that we've got to be somewhere on our knees, crying, begging God, and giving him all our money and stuff like that in order for us to be
right.
what we are to be.
Right, right.
And when we start to go inside ourselves and start to see us for who we really are, then we can see other people for who they really are. And they can see you, and this is how we have to do this. And trust me, we're not the only ones. They're everywhere. But we all have to do our part, because greater is it that is within all of us than any of the crazy stuff. And if two or three of us get together, touching and agreeing, there is nothing that we can't do. If we just be real about it, there is nothing that we can't do. And I know we've all heard this throughout our growing up, but it is so true, because when your spirit and my spirit connect, we already got a powerful force. Now you're adding two, three, four more. We can change. We can make things happen.
Amen. But one person at a time. I mean, I can myself today.
That's correct.
And XYZ can change themselves, but it's, then hopefully one become two, two become four become
that's correct.
Suddenly you see 7 billion people are changed.
Mm-hmm.
6 billion. Even 6 billion people changed today as a result of
And
what,
you know what? When you get those 6 billion people together and you look at them, guess what you're going to see? One.
Love, harmony, peace, tranquility for everyone.
That's right. You get them touching and agreeing, all you're going to see is one. Because the truth of the matter, that's all it is.
Yeah, we're all
but
one.
We're still blinded to the spiritual fact of this because of all what we think we see in here. I'm telling you, it's a really good movie to get a concept of what we're going through is The Matrix. If you watch it, you watch it, you will see. There's, we don't even know what's going on because we're so busy trying to please others and live the life that other people want us to live. This is what we're doing.
That's great.
We get up and go to work, when we get up and go to work in the morning, we do it because this is what other people want us to do. The wife, the kids, something, you know what I mean? That we do what we do. But how often do we do what we really want to do for us?
That's true.
And we have to understand, when you got a new pair of shoes on, and you're able to buy somebody else a new pair of shoes, don't you feel even better? But if you buy somebody a new pair of shoes and you ain't got no new shoes, that's kind of crazy, ain't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, if you think about it, once again,
yeah.
You can have, but I can't.
Right.
So this is why it's important that we get ourselves right, so that way when we get the new pair of shoes, we can give the other new pair of shoes with a much more pure heart, because, you can get but so much. There has been many times where people are supposed to be helping out charities, and they see some of the gifts and stuff coming in. Next thing you know, they're taking some of the gifts.
I mean, we have so many charities globally and also in the USA. I mean, believe it or not, none of the money that we pay them, it goes to the right matters. It's first they
That's
write
correct.
Their own
yeah.
checks.
This
is corruption.
It.
Yeah.
That's what you have to
I mean,
everything,
from,
even, yeah, everything, even church, is nothing but
yes.
a business. And you have
Church,
to understand
no gods,
that.
Et cetera,
if
yeah.
you want, if you want to accept it as that and move on, fine. But you have to call it like it is, and it is a business. The charitable things they
yes.
say they're charitable, and I think it's like 75 cents of every dollar goes to administration, except for Hodge the Hodge.
Right.
Hodge the Hodge. That's a charitable donation.
You get all your money back. You get it all back.
It's crazy. And Jesus
well,
Christ, he himself, Jesus, was moving from one place to another place. And then we want to put a wall for the refugees. It doesn't make sense. Actually, the wall is for us. I think the wall is for us. So in case of earthquake or something, we cannot go to the other side and go somewhere
else. Well, regardless of what kind of business, what kind of business the business is actually conducting, the business, there is no business called salvation. There is no business called I'm going to help you get back to heaven. There is no business called donate to me so I can go feed people around the world. That's just a scam, for lack of a better word.
Yes.
If you understand, again, that you just want to give because you have an abundance and that is your, that makes you happy to give, then give for that reason. Again, I don't knock giving, please, and don't anybody mistake that, but just don't give thinking that your gift gets you closer to where you already are. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
So if you're going to give because you feel good about giving, then give. But don't give thinking that my gift gets me closer or lets God hears my prayer better. That's all I'm saying. Just understand some of the things that we do and the reasons as to why we do them.
Amen.
If I had the controls, I'd give you an ovation, my brother.
As I was listening to the messenger, getting his voice right as he was getting ready to prepare for our podcast tonight, all I could think about was I can't think of the basketball player's name, but he had the flu. I think they compare him to LeBron James. But he had the flu and he came out and scored like 60 points one night. So this one's to you, MJ. Yeah, this is to you, MJ. Because I know you wasn't feeling well, but again, there's a message to be put out. I thank
That's
you
right.
For going through it. And you know, we'll get you a Gatorade later on.
All right, my brother, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And some chicken soup.
As a chicken soup, let's get him some sancocho. So you don't know about that. Huh? You know about that sancocho?
That would be nice. That would be nice.
Soup, man. Hey, but listen.
Chicken for the soul.
Yes.
Sancocho, see? All right. I have a quick story as we end our podcast talking about helping folks. As a young lad, I had the flu, and one of my Hispanic friends took me by his grandmother's house, and she made me eat some of that sancocho. And I'm telling you, when I left the house, I don't think I had the flu or the cold anymore. So I know now, brother was hot. Don't get me wrong. I was very heated, but I was feeling better. Hey, listen, that's our podcast for the evening. I do apologize. Well, I don't apologize. We just had a very long musical interlude today. For whatever reason, you know, that's part of our job to cut that when I cut it. But tonight, for some reason, it just wanted to play. So I counted as joy, gave the messenger a couple extra moments to get ready. Everybody have a wonderful evening, and we will see you.
Thank you. You too.
Sunday
thank you,
night,
my friend.
Sunday night, 10 o'clock.
Blessed are peacemakers. Thank you.
Yes,
amen.
Well, they said I already inherit what we already have.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.